The day of judgment and the eternal life to follow are the most important realities awaiting every human being. For that reason, what this film tells us about the transitory nature of the life of this world is of the greatest importance. Nothing in this world, not your career, nor your marriage, nor your goods and property, are as important and crucial as what you do for that eternal life. All that is needed is living and endeavoring for the sake of Allah's approval. Allah would create the start of eternal life with very great and glorious events. Everyone who lives to see that day will realize that the life of this world has finally come to an end, and will unmistakably realize the existence of the hereafter. The content of this film permits you to escape from your daily concerns and temporary transient desires for a moment, and to see the true purpose behind your life. The aim of this film is to warn you about the Day of Judgment that you will encounter as a certain fact before that great and troubled day actually arrives. For sure, this is an important warning. Those who live a life far from the reality of the Day of Judgment will certainly suffer difficulties until the end of time in the hereafter. You will inevitably witness the Day of Judgment, described in considerable detail in the Quran. On that day, you will see everything you possess, and you will even see your own body being taken away from you, and you will be resurrected into a new life. Before that day comes, you must seize the opportunity given to you by Allah while you are still in this world. All you have to do in order to attain true blessings, ease, and peace is to have faith in Allah and give thanks for the blessings He has bestowed, and have faith that the Day of Judgment is a certain fact. Allah makes this clear in a verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Those who deny the meeting with Allah have lost, so that when the hour comes upon them suddenly, they will say, "Alas, for what we neglected there." They will bear their burdens on their backs. How evil is what they bear.